This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
With the Oregon State Legislature in session, a full session in Salem, we're taking time throughout the week to talk to area lawmakers that represent parts of Douglas County and State Representative Alec Scarlatos from House District 4 on live from Salem. Alec, good morning.
Hey, morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So how do you feel overall things have been going as you're kind of getting settled in as a new lawmaker in Salem?
Oh, it's about what I expected. It's some things are really interesting. Some things are a little mundane, but it's just incredible the amount of money that gets thrown around the state. I'll tell you that much. But I enjoy it, and even the committees that I sit on, we get some interesting stuff in front of us sometimes, and it's just interesting to learn about how all the different departments in the state government work together and what they all do.
Now, what committees did you end up on?
I'm on Small Business, Economic Development, and Trade, and I'm on Veterans and General Government, and I'm also on the Joint Subcommittee for Transportation of Ways and Means.
Now, I understand next week you're going to be rolling out some legislation. Tell us about that.
Yes, we're sponsoring a bill that repeals Oregon's sanctuary city status, but only for violent felons and sexual criminals. And what we're trying to do there is, of course, you know, Democrats have made Oregon a sanctuary state. And what we're trying to do is at least allow them to say these people who have committed the most heinous crimes should be deported. And if they won't even admit to that much, I don't know what to tell you, but that's what we're going to try to accomplish. And I think we might get some more common sense Democrats to vote yes on that. Not sure if it'll be enough to pass, but that's why we're trying to set the bar fairly low for them.
As you get ready to put this out there, have you been able to have any conversations with other lawmakers yet to get their reaction?
We've been talking to the House Republican office. They like the bill, of course, for all the reasons that I listed. They're always looking for good messaging bills. So, again, even if it doesn't pass, it'll make a lot of people upset at the Democrats when they realize that the Democrats is a party that doesn't even want to deport violent felons from our state. But we're working on co-sponsors now. We just got the language back, and that's why we're announcing it. And then probably next week when I get back up to Salem, I'll be getting signatures and co-sponsors on the bill.
Now, let's talk about the House schedule, because you guys are actually off out of Salem, or at least the option to be out of Salem today, right?
Yeah, correct. Usually, it depends on what committees you have, what your schedule actually looks like. Some people get done Thursday night, some people get done Friday morning, and it really just depends. And the other thing is it's very fluid. Sometimes if we have to stay on Friday or even over the weekends, it's up to the speaker, depending on what she thinks we need to do and how much time we need to pass certain legislation. So typically things kind of speed up and get progressively busier as we get close to session, or the end of session, sorry. And so we'll have to see what shakes out. We'll have to see how smoothly things go for the Democrats. And if it becomes a controversial fight at the end, like it often does, then we'll probably be up in Salem pretty much constantly for about the last 2 months of session.
Now, I understand earlier in the week you were with the House Committee on Emergency Management and talking with the Adjutant General of Oregon for the National Guard. Tell us about that conversation.
It was pretty constructive. He gave us a brief about how well the National Guard was doing. And the only problem with that was I knew a couple friends from Charlie Company that are deployed to Egypt right now, and they've been having some supply issues. And I asked the general about that, and he gave a pretty decent answer. But to be honest, the supply issues that they're having on their Egypt deployment are just unacceptable overall. And I think it's something that he should have taken care of. Granted, he's a one-star about to be a two-star general. These issues he probably wasn't even aware of until I, you know, right before I brought them up, I did mention that I was going to ask him about them. But I would say that I think he's going to get to the bottom of it. I think somewhere along the chain of command, there was a miscommunication, probably at the staff level. But either way, I mean, sending, you know, Oregonians to the Middle East without effective body armor, without any medical supplies, really, is just absolutely unacceptable.
One more thing I wanted to hit here before we go is that next weekend on the 15th, there's going to be a town hall meeting about a potential state wildfire map. Talk about that. I know people are beginning to hear about that.
Yeah, so for the most part, what happened was a lawmaker named Senator Golden from the Medford area put out a bill last session that created a wildfire map that increased everyone's risk pretty much south of Roseburg. So if you live in South Douglas County or anywhere else in southwestern Oregon, you're now in a high-risk zone. And what people are concerned about is that it's going to affect their insurance rates. And theoretically, the insurance companies aren't supposed to use those maps as any kind of marker as to the threat of fire or risk when insuring. But frankly, people don't believe that they follow that logic. And many people are concerned about the requirements that are now put upon them by the state when it comes to clearing brush around their house. And the other problem is it lumps people in all sorts of communities into kind of the same high risk bucket, even people that live in like FireWise communities that go out of their way to clear brush in their towns. There's just a lot of issues with it. And we're kind of holding a listening session. I'm not the one putting it together. I can't claim credit for that, but I already went to one in Glendale and it was extremely well attended. I imagine the one in Roseburg will be even more well attended. And it's pretty much just going to be state legislatures. And we're going to try to answer your questions regarding the fire maps. So please show up. I will say most of the legislators there are not responsible for the fire map. So if you'd like, we're going to put out Senator Golden's email and phone number so you all can contact him. That's what I would recommend. He's the one responsible for the map. He's a Democrat in the majority, and he's going to be the one who we're going to have to convince to kind of walk it back. There's also a lot of other moderate Democrats that I believe might be interested in walking it back because they realize the implications of what they've done. But we'll see how it goes and look forward to seeing everyone on the 15th.
All right. And we'll be telling folks more about that meeting as it gets closer. We're out of time for now. It is State Representative Alex Skarlatos with an update. Alex, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
8:39 at the Morning Report.